T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not a level playing field. There obviously are teams with resources that makes it a little easier for them to compete because they have more money. But I do believe that all of our clubs, no matter what their market size, have a reasonable opportunity to compete and win.
The voice of Rob Manfred, baseball's commissioner, stopped by the old Cook and Pony show back in the day.
That's Rob Manfred. Baseball's commissioner, Craig.
That was before the Pirates played a Little League-centric game in Williamsport, and I don't think Manfred expected to get non-softball questions during that interview. And so we got after him on the payroll disparity in baseball, and he said small market, big market disparity, and he said, well, it's not a level playing field, but I think every team has an opportunity to compete. Manfred doubled down on that last night and said, quote, I reject the notion that payroll is a good measure for how much a team is trying or how successful that team is going to be. I don't think how much money you spend is how we measure a team's intent to win. Well, then what is a good
measure?
How do you?
Well, no, here's why I think that's a very poor statement by him, but also very predictable. This is the rhetorical dodge there. If you automatically, as the most powerful man within the sport, the commissioner, dismiss the idea that the amount you spend can be directly tied to how your desire to put a winner out there, then you can have teams just say, oh yeah, no, we're trying to win. We're just not very good at it. Hey, we're doing it a different way. Then it makes it very murky. There is no other really good, hard and fast way to determine a team's desire to win. I think he'll bring up like the Orioles and say, well, they were really active in free agency or they had some big spending on that team and they lost 115 games.
Did he say that?
There have been rhetorical dodges put out there like that. I think Manfred was the guy. It might have been somebody else who basically said he cherry picked the Rays, the Pirates. This might not have been Manfred, but somebody did. Rays, Pirates, and
somebody in baseball?
Yes. Who said
A's?
Three teams, yeah, and A's, who had winning records, who had lower payrolls, and said, look at those teams. Which to me is like saying this, like, people know, and I saw somebody make this analogy, people know the planet is warming, and that's like saying, well, no, it's not. We got snow yesterday. Well, that's not really a sound argument.
If
the rhetoric there doesn't match up.
If the commissioner believes that payroll is in no way correlated to your ability to win, your projections on wins, your efforts to win, then tomorrow, Rob Manfred should say, we are repealing the luxury tax. There's no longer a point in taxing teams who spend too much because spending money on players has nothing to do with your ability to win or lose.
Yep.
It's completely irrelevant.
Yep.
The owner of the Chicago Cubs, Tom Ricketts, said today at Cubs spring training, when asked about Chicago's lack of activity this offseason, why the team has not spent more money in free agency, Ricketts' response was, quote, pretty easy why we haven't spent money. We don't have any more.
The Cubs are starting a regional television network. They are bathing in money. Bathing in money.
The Chicago Cubs are crying poor? That would be like if the guy who showed up, the CEO at your company, rolled into work in his Mercedes-Benz with his gold chain on, with his expensive sweater on.
With a $50,000 Rolex.
And he said,
Jelly of the Month Club this year. Can't afford real bonuses.
I can't give you guys a raise. I'm broke.
Dead broke. Not making a dime.
Baseball.
Isn't that a, by the way, hold on. isn't that an admission then, a tacit admission by Ricketts, that they're doing a horrible job, running one of baseball's most tradition-laden properties? You're running the Cubs. That is an easy team to sell. You're not the Tampa Bay Rays where no one wants to drive to your games because it's inconveniently located. You have this historic ballpark that people travel to go see games in, whether they like the Cubs or not, right? You have not been to Wrigley Field, have you?
No.
You have talked with me in the last couple days about a Wrigley Field field trip just because it's Wrigley.
Yes.
You play in one of the most sports-crazy markets in the United States where there is a base of population that is exponentially greater than what you need to support a team. You are the bigger of the two games in town among baseball teams, by far. And again, you have a regional sports network coming with Sinclair Broadcasting, one of the richest entities in that field that there is. And you're telling me, and you're going to make more money because you're going to charge people, of course, to get the regional network for your games. And you're telling me, if you're Ricketts, that you don't have any money? You should sell the team immediately to somebody that knows business.
Are you watching what's happening here? Have you paid attention to this? All of baseball has adopted the small market mentality.
And everybody here's the problem with it.
Everybody has the small market bug. The Yankees traded for James Paxton. That was their big move this offseason. Instead of signing Manny Machado, they brought in DJ LeMahieu and Troy Tulowitzki.
Well, same thing.
The Cubs, who gagged, I mean gagged and choked a division away last year with guys in their prime like Baez and Bryant, Rizzo, Elmora.
Tell me what they did this offseason.
They have not made a single big free agent signing. They have done nothing.
Here's the problem. I've written about this. A lot of people
the
have.
Dodgers have blown back-to-back World Series. They've been on the precipice. And they haven't been pushed over the edge.
Who's made the biggest move this offseason? The Nationals to get Corbin? Is that probably the biggest move so far?
You're talking about free agent signing?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest move I can think of.
Corbin was regarded as the best starting pitcher out
there. Okay, and he got, what, 6 years, 140 off the top of my head, whatever?
And the Nationals did that probably under the auspices that they were going to lose out on Bryce Harper and needed to do something.
We needed to do something. And you know what? Their owner is one of the few, Lerner, who's like 90-something years old and is, much like Mike Ilitch when he was still alive in Detroit, desperately wants to see a title, but basically before he dies. I can say that. The guy's in his 90s. Here's what's happening. MLBAM, broadcast rights fees, okay? All that stuff, just national TV deals. More revenue than ever before for owners. Less free agent money for players. It's bottomed out. The market's bottomed out. And the only correction you could make that would work, of course, is to, at the next CBA, allow players to seek free agency, Pony. 3 years earlier, maybe. You play 3 years and you're a free agent. They will fight tooth and nail. The owners will lock out the sport before they let that happen. So that's what's happening here. Owners making more than ever. Players suddenly seeing it, not so great. And that's for Machado and Harper. The two best names out there by far.
It's amazing to me.
Think about all the other guys that aren't getting picked up.
These other owners, it's almost like they found the Pirates blueprint and copied it.
It's like, not even the Pirates blueprint. The Twins and A's were doing it before the Pirates ever did. The Rays were doing it.
Let's do it.
Let's get something in the margins.
Let's get controllable players. Let's find diamonds in the rough. And let's not give out big free agent contracts to anyone. That is now the formula in baseball. And that's how, with full team workouts going on right now, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Dallas Keuchel, and Craig Kimbrell are all unsigned.
You think you can start a pretty good team with those four guys?
If you're the Cubs, you watch the Cardinals trade for Paul Goldschmidt and sign Andrew Miller to be their closer. And that's your arch rival, and you've done nothing for a rebuttal? I mean, that's embarrassing. It's one thing for the Pirates to act that way. It's another thing for one of the teams with the deepest pockets in baseball to stand idle. The Yankees watched the Red Sox bathe themselves in champagne again this year.
And decided they didn't want to do anything major to try to stop that from happening.
Dude,
they have Chris
insane.
Sale. They have all this other. They're hoping. You know what they're hoping? They're hoping Paxton outplays what he's owed.
Yeah, and they brought Jay Happ back. Big deal. You know what what you like to reference all the time in football is like, what would Al Davis do?
Yep.
What would if George Steinbrenner were still alive?
New York Yankees starting shortstop, Manny Machado.
He would sign Machado and Harper and say, correct, the hell with it. I want to win because I'm a competitive dude.
He would say, what's the luxury tax? How much money do we make on Yes Network? No, I'll do that. Now, this is nothing less than a crisis for baseball. It really is. Because people, and people for whatever reason are always more aligned with the owners. I saw people saying things like, well, come on, when is it going to get out of hand, these players' salaries? The minute that the players' salaries start rising while the owners' revenues are falling, the opposite, of course, is happening. It is not on the players. Owners, to a man, or woman, I don't even know if they're a female principal owner, whatever. They have decided, it is very obvious, that they care much more about, let's pocket the maximum here, and use analytics and sort of a new way of doing things, than they do about putting the best possible team out on the field.
That's exactly
very
right.
Clear.
It's not just the owner in this town. It looks like teams are saying, we put profits ahead of wins.
That is the majority opinion in baseball right now.
How
can
you
name a team
that
doesn't? Can you name a team that doesn't? The Dodgers are, like you mentioned them. Everyone is essentially either standing pat or scaling back. No one wants to pay the luxury tax.
They come up with one team.
Who?
Milwaukee.
But they're still not going to the extent that the LAs of the world are. They've at least, though, shown this in their past to be willing to try to make little moves like that.
They're
to
the
try
smallest
to push
market
in the
baseball,
red.
And they
Adonazio always has done this.
They signed Grandal to catch, which is a huge upgrade, and they made the big splash moves last year with Yelich and Kane and got rewarded with a trip to the NLCS.
The bottom line, though, is, and know this, if you are a baseball fan, in any city of any team, maybe save Milwaukee, your team, the people who run it, can say all they want that they care deeply about winning. It is a secondary concern by the very nature of how this offseason has played out. Period. That's it. The profits over wins is a vast majority opinion. And guess what? When baseball goes through a work stoppage here, because they will, unless something dramatic changes, blame
Yeah, unless these guys
the
like
owners.
Machado and Harper get huge deals at the 11th hour.
Which I've heard that they might, but even then, it's not really about those guys. Eventually, teams will cave and say, the Padres are going to get one of those two, it sounds like.
You really
like.
Think so?
That's what everyone keeps saying. It's imminent
well,
now,
everybody
but it's
said
been imminent
a month
for
ago,
a month.
Yeah, everybody a month ago said Machado was going to end up with the White
well,
Sox.
I know. Well, he had the black and white gloves made for the season. I guess my point is, if it goes belly up here, and it seems like it's heading in that direction, it's the owners that did this. They were getting more. They were awash in more money than ever. Baseball, I think, has made more and more money for like the 16th straight year, some insane number like that. And they decided, you know what? We've got control of these guys, relatively speaking, on the cheap for 6 years. Players are getting better at younger ages, maybe because of PEDs being less in the sport. So guys in their 30s, you know, mid-30s aren't as dominant. Let's keep them cheap. When they hit the open market, nobody's really going to want to pay for 4 good years of a player and 3 bad ones.
Yeah.
Perfect.
NHL, July 1st is always a big day. Guys get overpaid. The NBA now, free agency is more interesting than the season itself because everyone knows the Warriors are going to win another championship. In the NFL, the best players are not often available in free agency, but there is still so much interest in the offseason. What's going to happen to Le'Veon Bell? Is Antonio Brown going to get traded? These are not just Pittsburgh questions. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. And then the baseball offseason just farts along. You get a Jordan Lyles thrown in there. You get a Reds-Dodgers salary dump trade.
You can look around everywhere.
Get a good deal on Nelson Cruz, and everyone wants to like pat them on the fanny for it.
You go look at the MLB transactions page, because there's a page within the MLB.com site, and all it is here's what teams have done. Look at the highest profile, biggest market teams. You don't recognize the names. It's a massive list of minor league contracts, spring training invitations, and other BS that doesn't matter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.